Open Week, a pretty spare name for a pretty great event. This is the Los Angeles tournament at Riviera. They started play this morning, but they're getting rained on right now, so I don't know if they're going to get back out there. Tiger Woods playing this week, and this is the only tour course where he's never won in 10 or more attempts.
Oh, really?
This is also the one that in 90 whatever year it was, he played as a high school kid, and they gave him the exemption, and he made his tour debut. We got Jordan Spieth in this. He kind of needs a damn win, and he's never won here, but when he was at University of Texas, they won the national title at this course. All the big names are here. And your FedEx Cup points leader, Matt Kuchar, is also here. And he is someone who we probably haven't talked too much about, but he has got controversy, Donovan.
All right.
And this is stemming back from last November, but it's sort of blown up in the last couple weeks as the story has trickled out. And this week it has just exploded. So Matt Kuchar won the Mayakoba Classic in November in Mexico, played just outside of Cancun. And he's got his regular caddy. You know, most of these guys have their caddies that they stick with. His guy's name is John Wood, and John couldn't make the trip south of the border. So what Kuchar did was pick up a local guy to loop for him.
What? Passport issues?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know.
He's wanted down there in Cancun?
He had something. I don't know quite what it was. But for whatever reason, he didn't have a guy. And this happens somewhat regularly. If a player's regular dude isn't available, you find a local guy.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Matt Kuchar had to do. So he hired a local caddy nicknamed El Tucan. His name is David Giral Ortiz to be his caddy for the week. Cool.
El Tucan. What does that mean?
The toucan is my guess, but
guess.
Right? I imagine that's all of our guesses.
What a great guess, man. That's really awesome.
Someone look it up. Are you looking it up?
I am, yeah. Well,
yeah, our internet's
down. That's
not
going to help.
Julie,
yeah.
If you can.
I'm trying.
El Tucan. T-U-C-A-N.
The toucan.
Gotta think I'm right.
All right.
And they played great. Kuchar obviously doing the heavy golf part of things, but the lifting went to El Tucan. They worked well together. They held off the field, and he earned a one-stroke win.
Nice.
In the Mayakoba Classic. It's Matt Kuchar's first win in 4 years.
Wow.
The dude is a straight-up cash register on the PGA Tour. He's almost the surest thing you have for many years to make the cut, cash a big old check, and not threaten the lead.
So that lets you know that you can make mad bank without winning on a tour like that.
If you are consistent,
like, making cuts.
He is the ultimate, what you just said.
Okay.
He doesn't win much. He hasn't won in 4 years. He's always close. He prints money.
Okay.
I mean, he's known as like the cash machine. Like, that's one of his nicknames because that's just what he does. So he wins. First time in 4 years. His earnings for the tournament, his first win in four, comes out to $1.296 million.
Oh, man.
You get the big check, Matt. So after the tournament, he calls El Tucan his lucky charm. This is my guy.
Lucky Charm.
That may be what it means. They were hugging.
It is the toucan.
It is the toucan.
Which is a mythological bird that is best friends with unicorns and high hippies.
Ho!
So maybe there's more meaning to that.
Friends with
his caddy.
Chris Stapps. So they hug on the 18th green when it ends. I mean, just like you'd see. They take pictures together with a trophy, all smiles. We did this. So at the end of the thing, at the end of the tournament, Sunday night, you know, I guess they're packing up, getting ready to leave. El Tucan giving an envelope Sunday night after the tournament with cash
his
in it.
His riches.
This is it.
Yes.
This is my moment. So let me just say, caddies on the PGA Tour usually get about 5%
okay.
of a player's earnings that week. That's give or take. Sometimes it's 7%, you know, who knows what you've earned. But traditionally, for a win, you get around 10%. If we're all making a ton of money, the caddy is being well taken care of. For a win, maybe even a top 10 finish, who knows? So in this case, if it was 10% for Matt Kuchar's caddy, it would be $130,000.
That's
right?
A nice haul.
This is for a fill-in caddy
right.
who is a club caddy at a resort, and he usually makes $100 to $200 a day. I mean, you've played at some nice courses where you've had to have a caddy, and
sure.
at the end of it, maybe you give the guy $100, maybe you give him $40, $60, $20, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're looping for your tips, and it's a hard job. And he makes maybe $100, $200 a day. So this was a life-changing moment for him. He opens up the envelope when Kuchar was gone, and there's $5,000 in it.
Ooh.
That's it.
Now, have we done the math about what percentage 5,000 is of 1.2? whatever million.
Yeah, I did the math. It's, okay. It's Jack S.
Is that what the calculator
yes.
said?
That's all it said. When you turn it upside down, it's like boobs this time. It was a 7 for a J. Jack 5.
Awesome.
It's nothing.
Right.
And then he's the only one who knew it at the time. So cut to yesterday in Los Angeles where the story's blowing up and Matt Kuchar was finally asked about it, you know? So this is sort of the case, Kuchar versus El Toucan. So Kuchar's explanation was, quote, for a guy who makes $200 a day, a $5,000 week is a really big week.
Ooh, whoa.
And then he explained further. Kuchar said he told his caddy Ortiz he would pay him $1,000 if he missed the cut, $2,000 if he made the cut, $3,000 if I had a top 20 finish, $4,000 if I have a top 10, and the extra $1,000 was thank you, it was a great week. Those were the terms. He was in agreement with those terms. That's where I struggle. I don't know what happened. Someone must have said, you need much more. So, Matt Kuchar said he hired a guy to do a job.
And told him the terms up front?
Told him the terms up front and gave him a $1,000 bonus because things turned out a whole lot better than we expected.
Okay.
So about 10 weeks, that was yesterday on the mic. So about 10 weeks after the November 11th event, Ortiz, who I think had contacted Mark Steinberg, who's Tiger's agent and the IMG guy, and he's Matt Kuchar's representative, Justin Rose, he had emailed him like, because he was expecting a check to just arrive, you know? The $5,000 was maybe, that was the... Yeah, that's what we agreed to.
Thank you. And
you just won $1.3 million. He was expecting it. Never came.
Right.
He sent an email asking, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. Is something else happening? So I think Steinberg, in an effort to make it sort of right, offered an additional $15,000 bonus, which El Toucan said, no, thank you. You can keep your money. Because he thought a $50,000 payment at least, which again is less than half of the traditional 10% a caddy gets, would have been a lot more reasonable.
Well, at least that's 5%. And you said that there are golfers that will give their caddy 5%.
Sure, of making the cut.
Okay, right.
But when you're top 10 and you get into this stratosphere of money that these dudes make for 4 days of golf, when they don't have to carry S because the caddy's doing it for them. Ortiz lives in a very small house about 20 minutes away from the resort. He and his wife had discussed after that, like, we're going to open up a laundromat. This is your windfall. This is your lottery ticket. This is your moment. And that is currently where we stand. And if you want a little more reference, Kuchar has won over $46 million on tour and is 10th on the all-time money list.
Ooh.
Man.
Yeah.
So where do you fall on this? Because his explanation is still going to rub people the wrong way as far as, hey, I hired this guy to do a job. We agreed to the terms. He said okay. And no matter what happens, that's what he got. So on
yes,
one hand, you can say that's the terms that we all agreed to. But on the other hand, you won $1.1 million.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have done it without this guy. So
Win in 4 years.
Right, and I know those are the terms, but if I'm going to naturally give my caddy 5% of my earnings and winnings, then I'm going to do the same thing for him.
And 5% would have been $50,000, which is $45,000 more than he got.
Right.
It's interesting, I'm just reading about this too, that it says each player, like normally players and caddies just have these handshake deals, which seems kind of weird when you're dealing with that, like those large amounts of money in a professional sport.
Right, but it's usually your caddy.
The same one.
For a year, for 10 years in some cases.
Right.
You have a relationship. This is your best friend.
So he just contracted him out.
Contracted him out.
I'm going to give you $4,000 to caddy for me. Do you want the job?
And
he said yes.
Just here on a resort, like he'll be happy to take whatever. Right. He wouldn't have been doing
it. And in that thought, then you're right. If the guy's making $100 per day, he just shook hands with Matt Kuchar and said, I just made $1,000.
Right.
You know, that's if he misses the cut. But then as things progress, then it's like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
In golf, there's a lot of precedent and a lot of tradition, and the relationship between player and caddy certainly is one of those things.
Yeah.
So a lot of caddies are coming to the defense, obviously, of this guy. And the thing is, a lot of stories about Matt Kuchar being a cheap mofo are coming out.
Ooh.
you know, in sure. support of El Tucan.
It says that El Tucan became a sensation during the week.
Because he was a local guy.
And everyone was just cheering for him. And everyone loved the caddy.
And Matt Kuchar even said that. He's like, man, I had a lot of support out here. And it was because you had a local guy being your caddy. What do I think? I think, well, okay, also, last week at Phoenix, or 2 weeks, whenever it was, the Phoenix event, the one of the loudest events on that 16th hole mm-hmm. that we played.
Mm-hmm.
Both parred it, by the way.
Damn right.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We both parred 16. As they were like disassembling the
bleachers.
The bleachers.
Yeah, yeah.
All four of us. We all sucked that day, and we all four made a three on the 16th. That's my favorite thing. They yell, and like this was a story last week a little bit, and the crowd, a big group of the crowd was going, pay your caddy.
Oh, wow.
Pay your caddy, which I love. So I think the right damn thing to do would have been right when this started to blow up, you say, you know what? I screwed up. And
my bad.
There's a $100,000 check coming your way. And
I've
guess what?
We would all said $47 million in my career.
We would all said, you know what?
Now this is what everybody's talking about. It's going
to follow him around. It's all I think of when I look at Matt Kuchar. And for him to say, hey, that guy makes $200 a day. $5,000 is a pretty good week.
That's
like,
sorry.
Who the hell are you to say that?
That's pretty sorry to say that.
Right.
If you're doing well, look out for the little guys.
Exactly.
Right. Just like our hosts do here.
A Cumulus Station.
Man.
Right. Our hosts wouldn't let their caddies hover at the poverty line for a decade, right, Jared?
No, just right above it.
They'd go in there and demand.
It's just that thing, though, when you say he agreed that $4,000 is what I'm going to pay you. If everything goes swimmingly,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you $4,000. Is that cool? And El Tucan was like, of course that's cool, yes.
And it's, you're hiring someone to do a job. They did a job well.
Would go above and beyond.
I hired you to do a job. You did the job well. I gave you an extra $1,000 that we hadn't even discussed.
Right.
So if you didn't have
the press. And that's his excuse to say, hey, I gave you an extra.
What's even the discussion?
I was going to give you $4,000. I gave you $5,000. Hey, El Tucan.
fly. Jump on the back of your unicorn. But
I can totally see everyone kind of jumping him for that. Because
when you look at $46 million, you're number 10 all time.
It seems sorry.
True colors.
It seems really sorry. And then on one hand, it seems like that's what I told him I was going to give him. So here it is.
Yep.
But it's almost like the service in the restaurant. You're tipping him because this dude propelled you to this victory that earned you over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Giving $100,000 or 50. That's 50. Not going to break you.
I think, and I say 100, that's just me being.
Yeah, but the 5%.
Right now, write the guy a $50,000 check. Say, you know what? I see it.
My
you're
bad.
Right.
You're right.
I got caught up in the agreement that we made. I gave him a little bonus. This is a life-changing thing, and the guy helped change my life because I haven't won in 4 damn years.
It's not going to affect your life. It will drastically change his.
At any
and
time,
who wouldn't want to do that?
You're given that opportunity in life. I think you seize it.
Sure.
And like I said, he's leading the FedEx Cup points thing, which, granted, we are 8 months away from that being decided, but the winner of that gets $10 million. Like, he's having a good year.
Come on, Matt Kuchar.
Come on,
it's
Matt
Valentine's
Kuchar.
Day.
We vote in favor of El
Pay
Tucan.
Your caddy. Pay your caddy.
Yeah. So that's that.
And that's the bottom line.
I told you golf would be sort of interesting today.
You didn't have to convince me. You have to convince Jer.
Jer, did you find that somewhat interesting?
That was an interesting quality segment of sportsing there, Mike.
Thank
How about
you, Jer.
That?
Learned about two
it is Valentine's Day. Boy, look at Jer.
There's
He's
love
in a loving
for
mood.